stop out for Men's Night at Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson at 174th and Maple on Thursday, March 23rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Good food, cold drinks, cool prizes, and more. Visit Dillon-Brothers.com for all the details.
Welcome back. Game time 16, Torn of the Zone, 16tornofthezone.com, 16 Torn of the Zone mobile app. So I want to give you a couple of what I believe to be facts. Coaches are the stars of college football and college basketball. It's the coaches. I mean, the players come and go. It's the coaches who are the stars. Coaches are directly tied to success in college football and college basketball. There's a correlation there. Then finally, I think there's no question that Big 12 football been down, right? All those three things there, I believe to be true. I mean, right now, if I ask you to name the five biggest stars in college football, you're going to name at least four coaches, right? I mean, you're going to be like, all right, Saban, Urban, Harbaugh, I don't know, Dabo, then maybe Lamar Jackson, maybe. But the bottom line is the coaches are the stars. They're the guys. Something that kind of was lost, not only on me, but with, I think, a lot of people last week in the wake of the Bob Stoops surprise announcement that he is retiring, was how this impacts the Big 12. I mean, the Big 12 conference for football been on the struggle bus a little bit lately. Draft picks, down. National titles, down. College football playoff appearances, down. Not good. I mean, the Big 12 has not just not won a national title, they've been left out of the playoff two of the first 3 years. Left out. So a league that has a perception problem a little bit right now, and a league that has been struggling, just lost their star coach. Bob Stoops was the star of the conference. He was. And boom, gone. And here's the thing, man. If we all agree that coaching matters in college football and that coaches are stars, let's stop and kind of smell the roses here a little bit. Texas just made their second coaching change in 4 years. And listen, Tom Herman's has been good, but people act like he's Vince Lombardi. The guy's got a ton to prove. Lincoln Riley's 33 years old. He's my age. Baylor football is, I mean, calling it a dumpster fire would probably be being kind to dumpster fires. Bill Snyder's 76 and on his way out. Iowa State and Kansas are total messes. Texas Tech, coached by a male model who throws the ball 75 times a game. TCU, West Virginia, Okie State, solid. But those guys aren't heavy hitter. You know what I mean? Like, West Virginia, TCU, they're not going to move the needle in terms of painting perception. That's the league in a nutshell, kind of team by team right now. That's the league in a nutshell. Meanwhile, the Big Ten has Urban Meyer, Jim Harbaugh, James Franklin, Mark D'Antonio, Lovie Smith, Paul Chryst, Kirk Ferentz, Mike Riley, longtime respected veteran head coaches. P.J. Fleck just went 12-0 at Western Michigan, now at Minnesota. I mean, come on. If we're stacking coaches for coaches, throw in the towel, Big 12. I just think lost in all of the shock and surprise of the Stoops announcement was, boy, the Big 12 conference just took another big hit. Bob Stoops was the guy. If, you know, you walk past, you know, if you go to the movies, you see all those like posters for like other movies. You know what I mean? Like you see those. If Big 12 football was a movie poster, Stoops was the featured guy right in the middle. He was the featured guy, just like if you're going to a new Bourne movie, Matt Damon's going to be the featured guy right in the middle there. Now, let me ask you a question. You make a Big 12 football movie poster. Who's the face of it? Who's on the front of it? Matt Campbell? Like, what? I mean, who? Tom Herman? Like, I don't. I mean, seriously, who's the star of the Big 12?
Are we talking just coaches?
Yeah.
Just okay. Then it.
Mike Gundy?
It would probably be either Mike Gundy,
Bill Snyder in terms of career would be up there, but like.
It's either Mike Gundy or a guy who hasn't even coached a game at Texas yet in Tom Herman.
Yeah. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, people right now, I was always poking fun of people tongue in cheek on how, like, last year, as the season was wearing down and it was like all signs are pointed to Tom Herman being that. I mean, Tom Herman was going to have his choice between LSU and all this stuff. And people are acting like, I think it goes Belichick, Bill Walsh, Herman. Then Bill Parcells, it's like, okay, guys, let's have Tom Herman like do something here before we just crown him. But I'm just saying, man, Big 12 football conference movie poster. Hey, who you got on that? It's Dana Holgorsen. I mean, So, I don't know, man. I just think lost in all of the surprise and the, oh my gosh, what, Bob Stoops seriously just retired? Lost on all that was just how you have a conference in the Big 12 that is dealing with perception issues. And not only dealing with perception issues, dealing with performance issues. And I think there is a direct correlation between quality of coaches in a conference and quality of football for a conference and perception of a conference and success for a conference. You just go down the list of a who's who of who's coaching. You got a lot of guys you got to Google. And so the one guy that was the star, the dude that was proven, the dude that has won games, the dude that has won titles, was Bob Stoops. And now he is gone. So we talk about, you know, the perception shapers in college football and you know, for the Big 12, the league is going to be viewed as favorably as Oklahoma and Texas are, right? I mean, if Oklahoma and Texas are good, all is good. TCU and Baylor were good a couple years ago. Nah, Big 12's down. So the fate of the Big 12 in a lot of ways rests in 33-year-old Lincoln Riley's hands and Tom Herman, who's never been a head coach in a major conference before. Whew. And on top of that, to me, the conference is continuing to gravitate more and more towards looking like a 7-on-7 game every Saturday. I mean, you watch Big 12 games on Saturday, and then it's like, what am I watching? You know, 59-54, and I mean, 100 passes between the two teams. It's crazy.
It seems like it's a completely different sport sometimes than the other leagues.
You watch Texas Tech play Baylor, and then watch Wisconsin play Michigan, and you truthfully feel like you're watching a different sport.
Big 12 football seems like it almost seems more like arena football than it does regular football.
Sometimes it does. For certain teams, it certainly does. And I'm just saying, for me at least, now that the dust has settled from the shock of Bob Stoops' retirement, all of a sudden you kind of look at the Big 12 and go, uh-oh. So, certainly got a lot to prove. We'll see what happens once the season comes around. But their star, the guy that was going to be on the center of the movie poster, Bob Stoops, gone. 402-951-1620. Make sure you go check out the Best Up podcast. We've really had a good week. Last couple days of the show, going back to Friday, we had some great guests, man. Westerkamp yesterday was great. Tommy Armstrong was great. Barrett Rood today was great. Had some really good interviews. Make sure you take the Best Of, man, and go check out the podcast, 1620thezone.com. Even on the 1620 Zone app, put it up there. Reminder, tomorrow, it's Friday. And so that means BC, we got Matt Schick as well. But let's take a break, and let's get set for a little crossover action. John and Josh, you can tweet your favorite Zone hosts and shows anything, anytime. Trusted Choice Zone Twitter feed. I got to go back and podcast there. Phil Steele, they had a two-part interview with Phil Steele. Curious what I got to go and podcast that for John and Josh. All right, coming up next, crossover. Boys in the Afternoon. Get them set. Next.